Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 11th of April. It's a great day.
It is.
Wait, no, this will be the... it'll be the 12th of April, sorry.
Today's the
11th.
11th, so tomorrow will be as well. That's cool.
Oops, my bad. So, for this week, this is Tyler's week. For some reason, I didn't come up with any topics. I don't know why, but Tyler just took over.
I just took over and picked some topics that I figured would be interesting to talk about.
So. Amen. So, yeah. Before we get into it, you got any big news in your life, Tyler? This is not a loaded question. I don't know if it's not like, hey, you got engaged, like, let's tell our listeners, but I just wanted to ask in all honesty.
No, I don't think there's any real big news. My dad, this was a fun one, but I just got a text message from my mom that my dad was doing some home rebuilding projects and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Nailed his finger.
Oh, good.
Like with the nail gun.
Oh, yeah, not good.
Not good.
That is pain.
So, I don't know what they're doing right now about that, but that was
That's probably in the emergency room, I would hope.
I actually don't think they were going to go.
What?
Because my dad is that big of a badass and just decided that he wanted to get the project done and then he'll debate. I don't know. That's what my mom said.
So, maybe it didn't actually go through the finger?
No, my mom said it's bleeding profusely and he duct taped it and is continuing on.
Did you take the nail out?
Yes. The way that I pictured it,
okay,
is that the nail nicked, because it's the middle finger.
Awesome.
That I picture it.
Because I'm thinking it clipped him. You know, it didn't actually go through?
No, I'm thinking it went through the nail, but like in it, it cut, like if you were to cut like a centimeter straight down through your finger.
Ow.
I picture it like that.
Oh, that is not a good thing.
And so I think he duct taped it together and just gauzed it and all that fun stuff. And just said, we'll deal with that later.
Screw it, we're going. Okay.
It's kind of my dad's strategy with most stuff is, we'll deal with that later.
Leroy!
We're just going to get this done and then we'll handle that thing later. We can still do whatever we need to get done.
That is not a smart way to go.
I also don't think my dad really likes the doctors.
No, I don't think most men like the doctors.
Yeah.
I don't like going.
Yeah, it's kind
I like
of
going. To, I like going and seeing the nurses, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Actually, nurse.
Nurse.
I'm single.
Oh. So. Yeah, that was my one entertaining thing. But yeah, I have no exciting news.
You? Okay. No. I mean, I think I told people I'm starting to work out of a rock climbing gym now. So that'll be fun. That's about
when
it.
When do you start there?
Next week. Next Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds spectacular.
Should be fun. I'm excited about it. Cool. So, what topic are we talking about today, Tyler? Lead us in.
So, Keon and I, last night, were driving around, and we decided to go just have a beer. Keon and I have a way of being on different schedules.
Yeah, it's weird. Tyler's home, I'm not. I'm home, Tyler's not.
Yeah, vice versa. It's very awkward. Seldomly are we together.
Which sounds very... like we're in a relationship together, which if you think about it, we are.
Yeah, we're in a relationship.
We're heterosexual life partners.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think all we need is like 2 more years and then we're considered something.
Domestic partners?
Domestic partners.
No, we have to live together for 7 consecutive years, I think,
in California.
Oh,
7 consecutive? That's right.
So we're in our third?
We're in our third? Two and a half?
2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
Like besides my family, this is the longest I've lived with anyone.
Yeah.
Weird.
Good times.
So anyway. So,
yeah, moving on. But Keon was talking to me because you do something on Sunday mornings.
Saturday mornings. Coach a half marathon training group. And one of the other mentors for this group, because we have multiple teams across the Bay Area.
Okay.
And I'm at the head of the Walnut Creek team. We have this traveling group who goes to every team's meeting. You know, they try and visit everyone and make sure that they have the support they need and all of that. And we're actually out to lunch afterwards. So me and the core team went out. They liked me, so I get invited to these things.
Nice.
Yeah, it's always good. And we're talking about running and mileage and all these things. And one of the mentors, she's been on for many, many years, much better runner than I am. And she's like, yeah, my husband, for half marathons, he doesn't train, because we ran 12 miles on Saturday. He doesn't train he doesn't train up to that, because technically, this is according to her, and I guess a lot of the running literature, is that you can run 3 times what you train. So if you want to run a half marathon, you only need to train 4.5 miles throughout the week.
Because a half marathon is how long?
13 point some odd miles. So 4 miles equals, you know, if you train 4 miles a couple times a week, that would equal out to being a half marathon distance. So I guess he trains 6 miles, and that's his thing. He runs a couple of 6-milers and a 4-mile during his week, and that's his training. And he'll run half marathons whenever he wants, and he's fine.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that made me thinking.
Yes.
That we should test this theory.
Right.
Because I am not a runner.
No.
I don't like to do it. It's annoying to me. I can swim almost faster than I can run. I know it's physically, I don't think that's possible.
Oh, it is if you're in a walker.
Yeah.
If it's like you versus Miss Doubtfire or something.
Yeah, it's something like that. But I honestly feel more comfortable swimming than I do running. So we think we're going to take this on. So in training this, so how long do you think in quote-unquote training for it do I need to take?
So, it's one of those things, like, are we actually going to go for an event? Like, you actually want to run an actual half marathon event, or do you just want to run the 13 miles and I'll be your aid station? I'll either run next to you with, like, be your mule, or how do you want to do this?
Well,
because we could sign you up for an event. Because as far as training goes, we're using Tyler as a guinea pig to test this theory. As far as training goes, probably 8 weeks, 5 to 8 weeks is minimum.
Okay.
Because
so we're looking at 2 months.
Because, yeah, you do have all the bone density necessary because you do weight training. But your ligaments and joints are used to the...
The pounding.
Well, the repetitive pounding.
Yeah.
The chronic pounding. So probably one of those things that you could probably do it in 2 weeks if you really wanted to, as far as physiologically goes, but your body, like, you know, your tendons and ligaments,
for the safety and whatnot,
safety and all that,
5 weeks,
5 to 8 weeks is probably our time frame.
Okay, so since we're kind of throwing this out there real fast, I haven't really looked at what would be an event I could do in 5 weeks.
Well, there's the
as you pull out your knowledge.
Well, I'm just thinking, well, we don't have to start today because there's a rock and roll half marathon in San Jose coming up in June or July.
Okay.
Or do you really want to start this now?
Well, what's the rock and roll? Like, why
rock and roll? Because I think they play rock and roll music the whole time. At every mile marker, there's rock and roll music. Like, it's
like live concert?
It's supposed to be, like, pretty badass.
Okay.
I was thinking about trying and running a full.
Okay. That might be interesting.
Yeah. I'll train at maybe a 10 mile, see how that works out.
Train at 10?
Right.
And then you could easily
Running 10 miles, just so you know.
Oh, no.
10 miles makes me want to kill someone.
But why would, if you hate running 10 miles, then why would you want to run a marathon?
Because, just so I can say I ran a marathon?
Yeah, and I think that's where I think that's where I'm at in my...
Half marathon?
Physical concept is like, okay, I've done the 5K. Like, I've done that, that's kind of a joke.
Yeah, it's good for starting.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
The realm of it, if you take it seriously, it's good, get yourself situated and whatnot.
Right.
But you can walk that in less than an hour.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
You have to be walking 20-minute miles to make it an hour.
But we would know that that's some people's miles.
I do have some people on my training group who, they walk between 18 and 22-minute miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are annoying.
The 12-minute, it took them 4 hours to complete the 12-miler, which is fine. But they're strolling. They're not really walking hard.
So, that 5K is kind of a joke in the realm of races.
Right.
It's the rookie one.
Yeah, you know, it's a lead-in. Yeah,
it's like
T-ball.
Yeah. So, I almost say, I'd like to do a marathon. I don't want to say I want to do a marathon. that'd be...
So, let's start off with a half.
Let's do a half.
Because I haven't done a half yet, either.
Let's do a half.
The most I've ever ran is 10 miles.
Okay. The most I've ran is 5K.
Okay. So 3.3 miles.
Yeah. And that took me 45.
Okay.
Because, well, not to be blaming other people, but I was with my family, so moments of it I walked, some of it I ran, you know, like,
right,
cause I wasn't really doing it for time.
Well, you told me that this was your strategy. Sprint, walk, sprint until you're tired, walk until you're better, sprint until you're tired.
No,
oh, that was your dad. That was your dad's strategy.
My strategy was, I'm going to run, and then when I look behind and I really have no idea where my sister's at, I would stop, wait till she caught up to me, walk with her, and then get her to run a little bit.
Okay.
And then when she got tired, I'd keep running until I got tired, stop,
right.
wait for her to catch up.
Right.
We'd jog a little bit. So.
Okay.
My strategy, it was, there was no strategy in it.
So, I think this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to find an event 5 to 10 weeks away. And we are going to have the first True Fitness Academy half marathon training group.
But, okay, so hold on.
Go ahead.
Because 10's too long. I want to test this in a concept of little as possible time.
But we don't have to start training tomorrow. Are you going to start running tomorrow?
I technically was kind of thinking about it.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Or today. I mean, technically I was thinking about running today.
Oh, today. Right. So, tomorrow meaning tomorrow for us, but in the future world, tomorrow would be today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do this. So, in 5 to, let's say, 6 weeks...
Yeah.
We'll
max.
We will find
if
an event.
If that means that you are following me in your car...
Okay.
So be it.
Okay. Because
what is it? 12, 13 miles? 13.6. What is it? What's a half marathon?
It's 13 point something.
Okay.
Half marathon.
That can't be that bad.
It's 21.1 kilometers.
No, that's easy.
It's...
I have no idea how long that is.
I don't know either. I'm not very good with the kilometers. I don't know. But, okay, this is where I was going before you cut me off. That's how many meters it is.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, it's what I want to do is get some people who are listeners to us to run this half marathon with us, wherever they may be.
Okay.
So, if they find an event that's, you know, a week or two beyond our event, that's fine. But I want to run this as a team, if you will.
Okay.
So make sure you're a subscriber to our newsletter, because we're going to start sending out emails through that. Go to our website, www.truefitnessacademy.com. And there's two things that you can do. You can either take the Tyler Challenge and do the 4 miles, and that's it. 4 miles three times a week.
So that's all the training is.
4 miles three times a week.
Is that I just have to run 4 miles.
Consecutively. So you can't do 1 mile a day. You know, like you have to hit 12 miles over the week. So 4, 4, 4, or you could do 4, 6, 2, something like that.
Okay, so I have to hit 12 miles.
Right, but
a week.
You only want one run.
But on average, it has to be 4 miles.
Right, you'd want only one run to go under the 4 miles,
okay,
if you have to.
Okay, so it couldn't be like, I just run every day 2 miles.
No, you can't do
that.
Yeah,
no, that would
no, because that, times three, that's,
times
you can only run
six
miles.
And then
right.
I'm screwed.
Right. Then you're only running half the half marathon, which is a quarter marathon, which doesn't exist.
Yes, no quarters.
No. So that's the Tyler training schedule. I'll also, in the emails, send out a more normalized program where we'll get up to probably 9 miles. If you would like that, we're going to start big though. Since we're only doing this for 5 weeks, we're going to start at mile 5.
Oh,
so
wow, have fun with that.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, I don't know. That's my usual mile. Like if I go out for a run, I usually run 5 miles.
I think one of my favorite fitness quotes ever was by Will Smith. And he said, like, somebody was asking him, like, how does he stay like
in shape
and like, how do you eat so well? And he goes, I eat whatever I want. Every morning I wake up and I run 5 miles. If you run 5 miles every day, you can eat whatever you want. And I was like, I thought that was just so funny.
That
because
is
like,
funny.
That's pretty, I mean, 5 miles is a solid run.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, but he does it in an hour.
Okay.
Like,
so
he went into depth and he's like, I run an hour every day, about 5 miles, and I eat whatever I want.
Right. So.
That's a 12 minute. That's less than 12 minutes.
Yeah. Oops.
What math are you doing?
I was going to do, never mind. That's not a big deal.
60 divided by 5.
Right, I was going to do 5 by 60 and kind of do the reverse. Okay. Just for fun. It's a fun calculation. All right. We're getting
way off topic.
So this is the, we've already laid out the deal. Tyler's going to run a half marathon.
So it's 3 times a week I have to run 4 miles.
Exactly. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you run 4 miles.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can do that. Do you want a lead-in week?
What is that?
Like a week where you build up to it? Because running 4 miles is not, you're going to hurt.
Yeah, I probably should like.
So let's do this in six weeks.
We'll do 5.
No, we're doing this in 6 weeks.
1 lead-up, then 4 fours.
I would much rather have 5 weeks of training.
Okay, so 6.
6 weeks. And not like, you could probably do it in 4 weeks.
Yeah, if at the end of the, when I start getting cocky and I start feeling good, I'm going to be like, Keon, let's do the marathon right now.
Okay.
Saturday, we're doing it.
I have 13 miles mapped out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Right here, it's super simple. Yeah, I'm sure. Jump on the trail right behind our house.
Yeah, sounds fine. Let's go. But, yeah,
okay. Okay, well, that's that. So make sure you go to our website, www.truefitnessacademy.com.
So hold on. So the train. No. I'm trying to get this all mapped out in my head.
Fine.
So the lead-in week, I should run like a mile one day, then 2 miles one day, then 3 miles one day.
Right.
Then that next week it's 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Right. So
or should Monday, be like 2, 2, 2.
No, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday run 1. Wednesday run 2. Friday run 3. Do that. Okay. Do it that way. Technically, you're supposed to only add 1 mile a week, but you could probably run 3 right tomorrow. And be fine.
Yeah.
So, just go 1, 2, 3, just for me, as a lead-in, just to get your mileage up. And yeah. And if you're running on a treadmill, which I think you're planning. No, you're planning.
It's been raining.
It has been raining.
So, if it's raining still, I will go
put it indoor. At an incline. I'll do an incline. 3 or 4.
But, for the most part, I was actually going to go outside and do this.
Excellent. We have some good trails around here, so.
That's my concept.
I can throw some your way. So, like I was saying, closing this podcast out, go to our website, sign up for our newsletter. We're going to start emailing our training schedules out through there.
I'm trying to cut up this pineapple that's frozen, and it's not working with the spoon. It's so frustrating.
Oh, you are silly, Tyler. That's what that loud clinking is in the background.
My frozen pineapple won't cut with my spoon.
Oh, poor baby. Anyway, this podcast is brought to you by frozen pineapple.
By the letter P.
By the letter P.
And the number 12.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Make sure you go on the website and check us sign up for the newsletter so that we can keep you in the loop for this training. If you've never ran before, this might be a good time to at least start upping your mileage. So...
Yes.
Tyler, you going to take us out?
I already did. Oh, yeah. The letter P and the number 12.
We'll see you on Wednesday. Peace. Well, I'm a nice one, my priest, and his pillow.